Hello, everyone. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, now everyone's turning their computers
right.
off.
Yeah, right. They're like, oh, who are these people?
Can anyone hear us? Oh, that's you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, hey, so people can hear us.
They can hear us. Excellent.
All right, so let's see. Let's get started here.
Oh wait, can they hear us now?
Yeah, yes. They can hear us.
Yeah.
Ricky, will you zip up, please? We don't need to see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We just ate.
Put it back in your pants.
That's why he's zipping up.
Alright, let's see.
God, they're starting with questions already. Hi, Kevin.
Let's see.
Yeah, I feel lost because I can't see those.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll get you up in a second.
Oh.
You can sit over here. As long as Taffy has a face, you always have a seat.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if Taylor Swift is touring? Why would we want to know if Taylor Swift is touring?
Okay, he can hear you.
I sound echoey.
Yeah, it's going to be echoey because their microphone is up louder than normal.
Oh, okay.
So, is that a little better?
Yeah, I mean, if it's fine, it's fine.
You
I was
don't
just
sound echoey to us.
Okay, that's fine.
At least to me, it
doesn't. So you sound far away to me.
Because she's not close to the microphone.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, that was just creepy.
I totally feel like there should be, like, black lights in here.
I see gay people. They're everywhere.
Taffy Carlisle Huffington is Dr. Johnny Fever.
Okay.
Does that make you Venus Flytrap?
That makes Julian Venus Flytrap. I want to be Bailey.
You want to be Jan.
Jan Smithers as Bailey.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Julian.
And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And we have two special guests in our house today.
You have Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
And Taylor the Latte Boy.
From
awesome.
My co-pilot.
Can everyone hear everybody perfect? Great. What's going on, people? Let us know.
As good as can be hoped for with our shitty equipment.
Right. There's something wrong with one of our microphones, so we're having to share. Kind
of course.
Sucks.
Ricky.
The microphone that always works good is the microphone
right.
that is
that
not working,
working
today. Yeah.
Taffy and I are cheek to cheek, and we're also sitting next to each other, too.
That's not the way we do every podcast.
So this is episode 230. Welcome, everybody. Everyone.
Hello.
You are twice as much as we have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
We're at 113, I think.
Oh, so. Okay. Well,
wow, this
let's
is
see.
Like,
I don't know how to start. Well,
like,
I don't know what to start
this
with.
This is like almost 30 shows for me.
Oh, is it?
Because I started just after your 200th. So.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So have you been a year
fast.
Yet?
No. Just since like January when I got unceremoniously dumped by my ex.
But he's not bitter.
No.
Wow. Comedy show.
Yeah.
All right, so we just finished eating lunch at Friday's. It was all right. My ribs were a little tough.
Oh, but wait a minute. We had a waitress, and her name was Nicole.
Her name was
ironically,
Nicole.
Ironically, there isn't a Nicole in the room right now.
Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate that.
No, Nicole has a touch of the vertigo.
Yeah, she's flat on her back.
Because uno, dos, tres, catorce.
This does sound weird.
I told
There's
you that.
There's something wrong.
I told you that.
You told me what?
Get it right.
That something was wrong.
Oh.
Hold on. There's something wrong.
Sweet baby Jesus. Ugh.
Sorry, people. I know we're unprepared, but...
No, and the sad thing is...
That's what happens when it's free.
And the sad thing is Ricky was trying to set this up at like 10:30 this morning.
No, it's all set up fine. I don't know what the difference is.
Well, obviously something's not fine since I sound like I'm... down in the hole getting lotion passed to me.
Just a typical Sunday afternoon.
Puts the lotion on his skin and does it as told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem
don't
is.
Don't you hurt my precious.
But can everyone hear us fine? Is it everything okay?
Say a
it's
word.
It's like
say
five
a,
or seven
say
a seconds delayed.
Word and have somebody type it in. Bukkake.
Type in bukkake.
There you go. Goatsy.
Give them. Let them say the first word. I am dead 359.
Well, it says
I don't think anyone's listening.
You don't think anybody's listening?
It says Ricky
oh, sounds great.
There you go.
Sounds great, Trucker Alex. Thank you, Trucker Alex.
Thanks, Craven Cox.
Bukkake. Bukkake. That should be a special section in Barnes & Noble for erotica. Bukkake.
Speaking of Trucker Alex, I appreciated one of his tweets the other day about how some guy was picking up a lot lizard and he saw her squat and pee right there in the middle of the parking lot.
He goes, okay. I guess no underwear.
I have no idea what a lot lizard is.
A lot lizard is a prostitute at truck stops, right?
That is correct.
And they're called lot lizards.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were called the Widow Carlisle.
She does know how to get to the show now.
I have a question for you that actually Tank and I were actually discussing last night. If there is a bear cub in the gay community, what does that translate to for lesbians?
I don't know the answer to that.
A college sophomore.
Oh. Shortstop on the softball team.
There you go.
That's bad.
So you two are doing well. Well, wonderful. Oh, well. Happy birthday, Wes. It says to wish happy birthday to Wes Stone.
Oh, that's right.
So happy birthday, Wes.
Very happy birthday.
He's said to say a big howdy. So in other words,
he's not in the room.
So he's not listening.
Spending his birthday with us.
Well, that's charming.
Okay, I take back my birthday wishes. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
Wes.
We're not special. We're not special enough.
Not for him, I guess.
We got to meet Wes.
Yes, at Gay Days, which I had met him. Well, it's not the first time I met him, but 2 weeks before that, I was in California.
Mm-hmm. It was the first time he met him. You know.
With clothes on.
Clothing. Yes, he actually saw the front of him, not just the back of his head.
He doesn't care for the big boys. Mm. Not a big fan of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
He doesn't know what he's missing.
Exactly.
So, fuck you again, Wes. Great.
Because once you go bare...
Yes.
Once you go bare,
you can't breathe because they smothered you.
I was going to say you'd be covered in hair.
There you go.
Okay, this is really not right. There's something
not
wrong.
Right. No, it's very echoey.
Yeah, don't know what it is.
Well, don't let it bother you.
No. No.
It's easier said than done.
I know.
Can I please do a commercial promo? Like, you're currently listening to Pride 48. Oh, what happened? That's how I sound in my mind.
Whatever you're doing, quit.
Right.
Stop
how about
it.
That?
Stop
that's
it.
Better.
Stop it. Yes, that's a little better.
How about that?
I got, yeah, well.
Can you hear?
I can hear.
I can hear. I sound weird.
Now we sound very far away.
Okay. Okay. Well, now we're echoey again. I don't know what the deal is. Sorry, people. This is what you get for not paying us.
Oh. Or, even better, they can pay us and we can get some new equipment.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Because I'm really tired of the fucking ghetto equipment.
Okay, if you totally saw the equipment that we use, you would think that...
We use headsets. We use headsets on our computers. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I use editing software.
Yes, but Foul Monkeys has really cool microphones. I want one.
Because... Foul Monkeys has where everybody tapes in the same room. If you want to fly Rodan in every Sunday night, to my house, that would be wonderful.
You can tape in my house.
No, because I do all the editing. Why would I come to your house?
I'll come to your house.
That's what I want.
Why does it look like you're about to kiss?
So how difficult is it to record with somebody who's... not in the same room? Because I mean, quite frankly, I bounce off of Ricky,
right?
Not literally, but comedically.
Wow.
Comedically.
Well, if you run at him, you probably bounce
off. Right.
You're hateful.
Or get sucked in by the ass gravity.
We've gotten better at it.
Right.
We've gotten better at it when we first started. I mean, if you listen to our first couple episodes, we are constantly tripping over each other and okay, what'd you say? All right, go ahead. As time has gone on and I've learned how to edit better,
right.
It sounds a lot more seamless. If you listen to an actual raw episode of our show,
it's horrible.
It's lots of...
Okay. Wait, okay.
Okay, well, all right, everybody stop. All right, Rodan, you say what you're going to say next. And
Yeah.
But we did do an episode once where we were Skyping one another where we could look at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we talk very non-verbally. Mm-hmm. We'll look at each other and then we'll giggle. So we had to catch ourselves from doing that because then, you know, we had like 15 minutes of us just going, oh my God. And then we'd look at each other and then it was ridiculous.
So it sounds like our show.
Yeah.
Only better. Only funny.
Wow.
Met with love.
Our talk is coming through this computer. I don't know why.
Okay, maybe that's contributing to our echo problem. You think?
Let's
I think the Big Ricky Show should be brought to you by Ivy Lube.
Ivy Lube.
In the gallon pump size.
In like the big gasoline truck that pulls up
with the nozzle.
I can't. What the hell?
You know, Ricky?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Spend a little more time entertaining and a little less time
obsessing.
Oh my god, it's doing like software updates. It's going crazy here.
Well, do you need that for us to tape the show right now?
No, I'm trying to get Julian into the chat room.
Well, don't worry about it. I can live without the chat room. But the echo's getting worse as you're playing.
So, what is everybody's age, sex, location in the chat room? Because this is our first time in the Pride 48 chat room.
No, my favorite is the one that, one of them is named Eat Me Ricky. That's probably Nicole. She's tuning in to listen.
Yeah, she got her vertigo long enough to...
Vertigo.
It's my microphone.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Don't you?
There's something wrong with all of our stuff.
I listen to your show enough to know that you yell at other people when they touch their microphones.
But I didn't touch it.
Don't touch. Don't touch.
When they touch their bad place.
Yeah. Their dirty no-no place.
Show me on the doll where the bad man touched
we have
you.
A 26 male from California.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Well.
Cockpick available?
And a 45-year-old male.
That's
from
Archer.
Virginia.
From Virginia?
Oh, Virginia.
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 Oh, jeez.
Vagina
is for lovers.
22-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And Columbus, hello. A fellow Ohio State Buckeye.
Go Gators.
I like those candies, Buckeyes.
Oh, the chocolate and peanut butter?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's good.
Tank makes them. He makes them good. He makes them big. They feel good in your mouth.
Ooh.
Lord.
Goodness.
33 from Australia. Down under.
Speaking of down under, how is Tang?
He's fabulous.
Oh, 16 female. Ooh, I don't know if he should be in there.
And Cecil has to be deleted. Well, that's fine.
Yes. Well, good. You must be 18 to listen to our show.
There's a 16-year-old from Pennsylvania. Okay, we need to talk.
It's Lollipop.
Well, except she's 17, but okay.
P.A.
Is Taffy on the other side of the room?
No.
I'm sitting on Ricky's face. What are you talking about? That's Archer, why he sounds muffled.
Oh, God. Archer is like the sound king or whatever. So
Nudie's from Tampa.
Maybe we should get Archer in here because this is
not working. What is the deal?
We were sent here to challenge you. We are, if nothing else, challenging.
I recall there being technical issues the last time I was on your show.
Why has this not been
fixed? There is a technical issue on every show we have.
Right. That's not.
We have a technical show on every issue we have, too.
We have a technical show
on every issue you have?
Yes. Okay, I can't reach him. I can hit you.
He doesn't have to ride home with you. I'll be driving. Really? Really?
Okay.
Wiggle him.
I don't know what the deal is.
What is wiggle for me, Taffy? I just shook my boobs.
And
Jillian now has to go poke his eyes out.
I was
going to
say, and now I have a black eye.
No, I'm suddenly not afraid of flying anymore.
He's going to have like LASIK surgery just to get that image out of his head.
Well, we couldn't have the biggest breasts in the potosphere on tonight.
Oh.
Had to have the longest. Thanks.
That's exactly what I was talking about. You cut me off.
I cut you off.
You knew exactly what I was going to say.
I'm thinking new material.
We share a brain.
We are. You know when they used to do like, what was the show where they had Circle Square? Yeah, with the X's. Was it Hollywood Squares?
Hollywood
where they
Squares.
Always had like Madam and somebody, you know, in the same square. That's us.
Right.
You and I.
We're more like Charles Nelson Reilly and...
Charo?
No. No. What the hell is her name?
Bernadette Peters.
No. What?
I don't
know. From Match Game. Brett Summers.
We are Charles Nelson Reilly and Brett Summers.
See Taylor ties the luggage rack on the gas plate.
He can be my masthead on the way home.
The Song of the Sea.
Or the Song of the South.
No, the Song of the Sea. Isn't that what they call the mastheads?
I don't know. You're going to hit me at one point.
Julian's already exhausted. He needs another cigarette.
No, right? It'll be incredibly fun for me to watch. I'm just not talking because every time I talk, I sound like I'm underneath a submarine.
No, you don't sound
like that. I don't.
Are they paying attention to the chat room? Yes, we are. Jenny, focus.
No, I'm not because I don't have a computer.
Sorry, I'm working on that.
A little bit ago that he had bought the ukulele song from your music episode.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you helped promote a new artist.
I did promote a new artist. The Littlest Huffington would be very happy. That's one of her favorite
Banner,
songs.
Banner, not masthead.
Oh, well, Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's all dead? Oh, Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah, that first name you mentioned, we don't speak that name in this house.
Oh.
Who?
The blank Nelson Reilly.
Say the
I
C
have
word.
A feeling that this yeah, world no. is part of his ex situation, correct?
Yes.
See?
But did your ex wear an ascot? Ascot? I can't even edit it out because it's a live show. God damn.
Oh, no. Brittany bought it too. Thank you, Brittany.
No, my ex's name was Cody, but
his new
thing
is.
Yeah, that word.
Oh.
Okay,
Mr. Nelson Reilly then.
Yes. Excellent. I now have a computer in front of me.
Yay. Masthead is always on page 2.
Oh, there you are.
Page list of the address. Okay, you're going to find very quickly that Taffy uses words that
I don't really have the meaning. Right. Even though I actually am quasi, educated and quasi, literate, I still just make up my own words for things, just like Babalu. It's something we share.
Babalu better be... Yeah, you guys don't share me. You share me, but
you're right.
Don't
we don't share
me.
You. I have you, and he gets to borrow you occasionally.
I don't like this computer.
Auntie Vera?
Auntie Vera of Auntie Vera Speaks. You don't listen to any other podcasts.
I just said Speaks. Fuck you.
It's an interesting pattern that every time you come here, Taylor, there's something happens to the show.
It's like Poltergeist.
I've only been on the show twice. I know. 230 episodes.
Yeah.
So...
And this is, we love a pressed cue button.
And this is the worst sounding one I have ever...
I hope it comes out good. I don't know.
There's a real high.
We love it.
Yeah, I don't know.
An echo thing going on. Can everybody hear that echo thing?
Yeah, if they can hear the echo, we got to do something because it's driving me nuts.
I don't know how to fix it.
And if Jillian's not happy,
no one's fucking happy.
Ricky, 29 people are listening right now.
Get your shit together.
Yay!
Huzzah.
Juria Roberts. Oh, wait, robots.
I prefer a short Cuban with cream.
Was that Ricky that typed that?
What?
About Cubans and cream.
Sorry.
I enjoy a shredded Cuban.
So what do you guys think about the live thing going on?
I think it's awesome. I love it.
It's very awesome. It's very cool. Eventually, we'll get all of our talking out of our system, and you'll try having conversations with them, and we'll just be watching the chat.
Yes,
right. Yeah, that's fine.
It happens a lot.
Well, we're used to...
We need to have the demons exercise.
Talking over the...
I told you, I left him at home.
Apparently, Terminally Single Tim and Melanie and Pat were talking about the fact
Ricky
that
and Julian sound like they're in a tunnel.
I know. It's awful.
This sucks. What happened? Oh, well.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about it. I don't know what to do.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So, I have some voicemails and stuff to play from our show. Do you guys want
to
hear them?
I would love to hear them.
Let's see here. Maybe. Hope this works. Okay, your headphones might be a little loud for this, so you might want to...
Mm-hmm. Away from my ears a little bit. Okay.
Hey guys. My name is Mandy. Yeah, you've talked to me before. I just thought I'd call and say hi. And that's it. Bye.
Wow.
That sounds like something that, one of my daughter's friends would leave on our answering machine, which just says, "Hi, I love you guys. Hi."
Is
bye.
That is that Mandy
Moore?
Mitchell,
yes, Mandy Moore.
Yes, Mandy Moore is a fan of Foul Monkeys.
Of course she is.
She's missing you. She's loving you like candy. Is that the name of that song?
I don't listen to Mandy Moore.
My favorite
thing about Mandy Moore was when she was in that Bible thumping movie. And
that was a good movie.
Bible thumping movie.
I watched. Remember?
I had Macaulay.
Oh, save.
Save. Yes. And I had Macaulay Culkin.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
And she throws the Bible. That's.
All right.
Hi, Mandy.
Yeah, somebody said in the chat room. Quit bitching and get on with it, Ricky.
They're also saying that the voicemails are very loud.
our sound quality is awful.
All right, you people.
You people? That is racist.
No. Hold
racist?
On. I'm going to pause this for a second. We're going to go off 1 minute, and I'll be right back.
We're going to get off in a minute?
Yeah.
You better be good.
So you guys enjoy the chat room there for a second.
That's 45 seconds more than I need. But
yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on.
All right.
And that sounds better.
Back.
And we're back.
And we're not in the tunnel anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I sound like me once again.
Excellent.
I just want to know what ironing clits has to do with listening to the show.
you will find a lot of randomness in that chat room.
Wow. I'm finding a lot of randomness in this room right here.
You'll always find that in this room. If you ever listen to our show, you'll find it's all random and has no
point.
Pretty much.
Well, that's okay.
Finish the sentence.
I know. I'm not allowed.
And it's okay. I didn't get mad.
Thank you, Julia.
I don't care.
Oh, time number please. One. Wait until 40 minutes from now when you're in the middle of a story and go, I was not done.
No, it's okay because I've lost a lot of brain cells over the
Excellent.
Years. And sometimes it helps me out greatly when somebody finishes my sentence.
Excellent.
Thank you. Mm. That's another service I provide. Mm. Taylor just hasn't learned to appreciate my services.
Among the many services that you already
the
offer?
The many services.
She's a great orator.
Uh-huh.
Well.
I've heard she's quite the pianist, too.
Well.
Seriously, are Taffy and Taylor talking into a mic?
Yeah, yes. They are. They're just having to share
a
mic.
Yeah, they're having to share Archer because one of my microphones isn't working. I think I need to get a new cord for it. So
and wrap it around your neck.
So I don't know how to make that any better than
Archer Radio.
That's probably about how close you have to be to talk.
So
with the Andrews sisters, we both have to get up here and going, you know, the boogie woogie view.
There you go.
But we have to do the thing where we do the hands back and forth.
La 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 la. And then this is why we can't be together when we do a show. Because yeah. Honestly, we could be in our own. Every single day when we have lunch, it could be a show.
That's
there
awesome.
There have been times when we think, why are we not recording this? Yeah.
Well, we'll have discussions and we'll be talking about something and we'll like die laughing. Like, oh, why couldn't that be recorded?
We should have saved that for the show.
Oh, that was one whole month where every time you get ready to say something, Taylor would go, save it for the show. Save it for the show.
don't finish that story. Just let her, you know. Yeah. Save it for Sunday night.
Okay, so let's do some more voicemails, I guess. Hopefully. And then you have a story to talk about your work that
yes.
you have to talk
yes,
about.
Yes, I do.
All right, so here we go. Here's the next one.
Oh, yes, Richie. Oh, yes. Pound me with that fat cock and those hairy squirrels. You're gonna fucking make me squirt. And then I'm gonna shit in your mouth. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I have no idea who that is. They keep sending us...
Kevin B?
Hi, Mom.
That is the most disturbing thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. But I first listened to that, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
I think it's awesome. I think I should be like the ringer in your phone. Someone
oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, but, yes. Oh, yes.
Please shit in my mouth.
It's like they're talking through one of those
Okay, I need
things.
That little bit as a soundbite with what? Kathy saying, please.
Shit in my mouth.
Because when I get an iPhone one day, that is what I want. Right? But except that she calls me all the time when I'm in staff meetings, so.
Please shit in my mouth.
So I don't know who that is. It's from somebody. Their email is like, show your sack. I don't really, you know, I didn't expect anything different, so whatever. Let's see what we have here. Here's another one.
Hey guys, Franco. I'm just calling because to say hello to Big Ricky, Nicole, and Julian. And, you know, ask you guys a question. What are the three things that you can't live without? Excluding your phone. Okay. I'll talk to you guys later on Pride 48. All right, bye.
Who is not here? I do not see him in the room. Mm-hmm.
So what are the three things you can't live without your phone? Besides your phone.
I've known that question was in there and I have not even thought about it. So,
so again, Ricky's
retarded.
I would say my computer. My iPod. And. I guess my job, because if I didn't have a job, then I wouldn't be really.
You couldn't have a computer and an iPod.
Right.
Do you notice how the dogs weren't in there?
The dogs would be mine. Because I don't have an iPhone, but I would have to say my dogs. Does that count as one? Because I have two dogs.
Yes. Yes, okay. I would count that as one.
And Jelly Donuts.
Is that my new nickname? Because I'd better be one of the three. His face is turning red. Uh-huh, because now he's thinking about it.
I'd have to throw air conditioning in there to my list.
Oh, God.
Well, I wouldn't be living here if I was there. Yeah,
and
cold,
so. My car.
What's the third one?
My job.
Rings. Oh, your job?
Yeah.
Nipple rings?
Nipple rings. Julius knows this. You have a nipple ring?
Yes, he does.
Do you have them on?
Yes, mm-hmm. He does.
Lift up your shirt. I want to see this. Oh, my God, he does.
You didn't believe us?
Do you ever connect the two of them?
No. I've never done anything freaky
ever
with them.
Have you ever made, like, a lie and, like, attached them to a cock?
No, ring? Never done anything like that.
Don't act surprised. Pugs, donuts, and...
I need to hear.
Tappy.
Have you ever done that with your nipple rings? Tappy?
I don't have nipple rings.
Yeah.
Do you wish you had nipple rings?
No. I don't have any odd orifice or part of my body pierced besides my ears.
And by ears, she means clitoris. How big is that taint ring of yours?
Oh, gross. And people actually get those. That's gross.
That's freaky. No. I'm sorry, but that's just ridiculous. Add tassels.
Oh, I never said Babaloo, and he's in the chat room. Hi, honey.
Where is he? Oh, he has guessed. Type in /Nick space and then your name, Babaloo. And then your name will show up as that.
That is correct.
Oh, the Gravitas? Gravitas? That person added me on Twitter. That's the person I'll show you the picture of. Oh, with like his chest.
Wait, do you have his dick shot?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm working on it.
It's happening.
He will.
Gravitas, if you're a real fan, you will send Ricky
and
yes,
and then he'll 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time,
and then he'll be knocking at our door for a
an appointment.
Appointment with Ricky.
And
I wish it were that easy.
From what I've seen, it is
have
that
you
easy.
Talked to Rodan, it is that easy.
Oh,
we can't forget about Rodan.
Sure, we can. I mean, well, no,
and
can.
And anyways, continuing.
Is this Amy next door that's in the room? Oh,
there's
sorry.
Someone else in the room.
It just says
no,
Amy.
No, and that's not how she spells her name.
Oh, okay.
It hers is A I M E E.
Oh, okay.
So,
but if you seek Amy,
that's right.
Good one, Brittany. How long did it take me to get that? Like we were talking about, I was like, I do
longer
not get that.
Than somebody with an IQ over 70 should
did
have taken.
Ever,
it took me a long
time. No, did you ever do that in high school?
No.
That was like in that and the I Want a Vacuum, where you'd look at somebody across the classroom and you'd go, I want a vacuum. And it looked like you said, I want to fuck you. You've never done that? That was the same thing as if you seek Amy. We did that. God. Ricky.
Yeah.
Amy's in Ohio. Hello, another Buckeye.
Go Gators.
Go Gators.
At least he's not saying go Michigan. I guess it could be worse.
All right, we have another phone call. You guys want to listen?
I was in West Monroe, Louisiana, just last week. I hope you were up on all your shots before you went through Monroe.
You went through Monroe, not through Rodan.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Yes,
pretty much.
You know that big noxious green cloud that sort of sits halfway through the city?
I think they have a statue.
That means Rodan's sleeping on his stomach.
Don't they have a statue in Monroe of, you know, a giraffe falling off of a ladder? An homage. He's never going to listen to this.
Aww.
It doesn't matter.
He might. Especially if someone tells him we talk about him.
Oh, yeah, yes. Right. Well, that's true.
All right. So let's see. We have another phone call here. Let's see who this is.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Joe from Dallas. And regarding your last podcast, we like Latinos more than black. Fuck you very much. Fuck you very much sideways.
Oh.
You are now officially dead to me. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, for the record, that was Ricky that said that.
And that was you that said that.
And that wasn't even the first time I've said it.
I
said it like a few times in a row.
I
guess that shows how much Joe in Dallas actually listens when your show is on. Way to go,
no,
Joe.
No, he's nice. He's waiting for me to say something racist.
Because he thinks Julian's the one with the hat and the cross, you know, all that good stuff.
He's not Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
The hat and the cross. And the swimmer's bill.
Thorns really aren't hats.
No.
it's a wonderful accessory.
It hurts. Latinos.
Latinos.
Latinos are hot.
Is that a black Latino?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I thought a Latino was some sort of drink that you got at TGI Fridays.
Well, it could be a drink by the end of the night.
Oh. So apparently Ricky swallowed.
Apparently you guzzle that one.
Right.
Charming. Oh, I feel slutty now.
Don't. Oh, I cannot even repeat this one.
What does it say?
Don't pick on the colored people.
I cannot. See how easily she gives that up? I can't repeat that. What's it say? It says,
don't pick on the colored people.
We enjoy our colored listeners.
I have no part of this. Although the town I grew up in still to this day has black lawn jockeys on there. And some of the houses doing
what?
My hand to God.
Are you serious?
Do they have like the people like holding the watermelon and all that stuff too? Do they still have that stuff?
Like the little Sambo statues. Uh-huh. They sell them at a garden center. We actually took pictures of it because I knew no one would believe me. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yes, thank you.
Chris told me the most racist joke yesterday. I'm not going to repeat it. No, I'm not going to repeat it.
I'd
because
like to hear it.
It's so... No.
No,
it's so
say,
awful.
Don't be offensive. We would never be offensive.
I'm not going to be offensive, but I'm just going to say...
You're going to tell me later, right?
Of course I will.
Okay.
By the way, to show the mental capacity of your two guest co-hosts, at one point, it's I think it was Lurie Dean... waved to Taffy and I, and we both waved at so Lurie, we did wave at you.
Let's just say the joke involved fried chicken.
Well,
we love Joe and Dallas,
right?
And I will leave it at that.
Love
so
Joe.
Next time, Joe and Dallas. Next time you call my boyfriend Daddy,
remember
he's the racist one, not me.
All right, let's see. We have another phone call.
Can
here.
I get you another drink, Julian? No.
Cubans do rock.
Julian had plenty last night and does not need anything to drink.
Oh,
yeah. And he means a beverage,
what was
too.
What's the name of the drink that you had?
Pink Pussy Punch.
Tang does enjoy the pink pussy punch.
You could just call it the 3P.
Well, it's.
And what is in a pink pussy punch?
I believe there's vodka, there's champagne. Hawaiian Punch, Sprite, and I think there's something else that I can't remember.
And just a hint of pubic hair.
It tastes really good, but it will fuck you up and give you a hangover.
Hawaiian Punch gives me heartburn.
Yeah,
I can't drink that.
Hawaiian Punch. I used to love Hawaiian Punch as a kid, and it tastes like chemicals now.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
or if I have to drink it, I'll water it down.
Okay,
so
can I ask you a question? Why would you ever have to drink Hawaiian Punch?
Well, if that's the only option at wherever I'm at, that's the only reason I would have to.
Well, unless you're at Chuck E. Cheese, why would Hawaiian Punch be your only option?
I love Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever listen to the show where we went to Chuck E. Cheese and we sat there and we were like, why are we not here every week? This is like the greatest place ever because
the people.
Clientele.
Wow.
It's like going to CC's or Mugs and Movies.
It's optional bra Thursday.
I've never been to CC's.
Or Walmart.
Oh, you have to go to CC's. You have to go at least once.
Well, now that I've heard about the bid man, I have to go. But...
We'll show you the video after we're done. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have another phone call. I think it's from Joe. I think it's a follow-up.
Racist.
Good afternoon, foul monkeys. This is the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and I'm calling on behalf of Brother Joe in Dallas. I believe that racism and racist shouldn't just be stopped, but I believe they should be hit where they live. So I'm calling on all our black brothers and Latino brothers in Lakeland, Florida. Boycott. Yes, I said boycott. The asses of Ricky and Julian. Until justice is served. Now, since Julian seems to be having relations with a young brother, Chris, feel free to steal his garden light.
Oh.
Park your cars on his lawn and otherwise disrupt the tranquility of his home until justice is served. Can I get an amen?
That is all.
The giggle at the end made the whole call.
Yeah, Julian, I think they need to know about your lawn lamp.
Yeah, well, when was it? Last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Well, Friday night I had spent the night at Chris's house, and then Saturday morning I came back home, and I'm sitting out on the front porch with Ricky, and I'm looking outside. I'm like, where's one of my fucking solar lights? Somebody took one of the solar lights from the front sidewalk.
But it was like while we were here, because he had went outside and it was there.
Yeah.
We went back outside, or he came in. Then while we were in the house, someone stole one of them. And I think it's a person that knows that you're, like, obsessed with that. Because he was like,
well, yeah,
they're not even. They're not even.
I'm like, I think it's the hoodlums down the street. And Ricky tweets, yeah, by hoodlums, he means the blacks.
Because that's really what he meant.
Well, just because they happen to be black doesn't mean that all blacks are hoodlums. Just those particular ones are hoodlums.
Those particular blacks are hoodlums?
Yes.
I'm not even sure I want to be sitting in the same room right now.
Guest 61116 is now Hot Latin Bear.
Oh, hey.
Is that my boyfriend? If it's not, could it be my boyfriend? I'm going to get my ass beat when I get home. I know it. God willing.
I was going to say, you enjoy that too much.
Oh, I do.
Wow, there's a lot more people in the chat room than there normally is. So when you guys are here, it's like more people come.
Well, when we're maybe, around, more people do come.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because Nicole is not here.
Wait, did he just try to finish my sentence?
Yeah, I think
he did. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. I'll be accepting your written apology.
Glenn wants to hear about my Walmart experience.
Okay.
I was in Walmart the other night, and I was in the cleaning product section, of course. So I see these two homos walk by. Well, they were big mos, probably early 20s. One was skinny and white, and the other was chubby and Asian. So I didn't pay him no attention.
He was a panda.
Yes.
Ling, so, ling, why are we at Walmart?
That's like the beginning of a joke. A twink and a panda walk into a Walmart.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I'm at the checkout line, and the Asian one comes up to me and says, my friend wanted me to give you this. It was his fucking phone number.
Oh, my God.
In Walmart.
But what's funny.
In Lakeland.
But what's funny is before he left, I go, oh, try not to pick anyone up at the Walmart. He goes, yeah, right.
So, yeah, I got hit on at Walmart.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Well, not everyone who goes to Walmart is white trash.
By a guy at Best Buy.
I did not say he was cute this time. I just said he was skinny and white, and the other was chubby and Asian. And don't make me tell the story about you trying to hit on a lesbian at Suncoast.
Oh, no.
I think you should.
No. Now. Yes.
Yeah, you have to tell that story.
Yeah. Well, me and Glenn went over to Suncoast one time. This was years ago, and we're in the bigger club there, and he was getting his drink on. Well, he looked across the room and he said, ooh, that boy is cute. Yeah, blonde and small build and like, Glenn, that's a girl. Oh, you're full of shit. That's a cute boy. I'm like, no, that's a lesbian. Ah, you're full of shit. I'm like, well, you know, call her over and we'll find out. So he calls her over and lo and behold, it was a lesbian.
Mm.
So
poor thing.
This was also the night he ended up going back to the room early and puking in the sink.
Charming.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many stories do we want to swap?
I don't think you want him calling in with any of the stories he knows about you.
I know, right?
He's already did that once, and Julian was like, oh,
yeah.
God.
Too much buffet for the chubby Gaysian.
He was at Ling's too long.
It's a Chinese buffet restaurant here.
The dog.
Which one?
Simba.
Oh. Watch out. She'll bite your face off.
Yes, she looks fierce. She looks ferocious.
I hate when you see a cute bear and it turns out to be a chick.
Glenn says, I'm on the phone now, bitch.
Oh, he's calling in.
We may want to screen this call before we play it.
Ramble Redhead is in the house.
Is Eric 501? Is that
no.
Somebody that we know?
I don't think so.
Okay. And they must be a new listener.
Unless it's Eric the Southern Boy.
Oh, it could be, but wouldn't he put Eric the Southern Boy in the room?
I danced with a couple of topless lesbians last night.
Okay.
Guru Nudie. I've never met him. He lives over in St. Pete. Is that...
Yeah.
Or in Tampa or something?
And Pooh Bear says, I miss Suncoast, which means Pooh Bear must be from
the
area. Oh, in our area. I only went to Suncoast.
Suncoast was
fun. Suncoast was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Suncoast was a lot... I feel like I'm on top of this thing.
It was...
You gotta be all up on it.
It was...
Not you.
If you,
It was like a less trashy version of...
If you make the microphone...
Parliament
like,
House.
You guys like this...
He's very and good then with working be, that wand.
Hi, Ramble Redhead.
There you go.
Hi, Ramble Redhead. Oh, there I am.
See?
Okay.
You gotta be all up on it like that.
I'm used to being up all on things like this. Hi, Babalu.
Hey. Ricky had a good time
at Suncoast.
Oh, that must be somebody that knows me.
Whore.
Because I was only there once, and that was like when it was like all Latinos.
Were you with the hot Latin bear there that
I
night?
Was. Mm. Yes, I was, but I don't know his name.
Shocking.
I've only been to one Eagle, and that was in Atlanta, and I refused to go back to another one.
I went to one they had in Tampa one time.
Yeah.
One of the many they've had in Tampa.
Did you ever go to the resort in St. Pete?
That's the Suncoast.
That's the Suncoast one.
Yeah.
I think they tore it down. There's something there.
They did. There. Yeah. I think they're getting ready to make a Lowe's there.
That's what I heard.
Oh, even better.
There you go. Well, now all the lesbians have a place to go.
Yeah, right?
Julian, why do you go to Home Depot?
Because I like working in the yard and around the house.
And?
Eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some eye candy. There's the Home Depot by us that they call the Homo Depot, which I'm sure every neighborhood has a Homo Depot.
But of course.
Mm-hmm. It's you would go there on Saturday mornings and... Especially like the paint section, and everybody was all, ooh, you know, everybody checking each other out.
I like the fact that you can go in there and men just come in there with their shirts off. They're still working
So answer me this. How often do you go into Home Depot?
Not often, but when I do go in there, there's usually a shirtless man.
Oh, okay. The Home Depot by me used to have a McDonald's in it, too. So I'm like, this is like the best of both worlds. I can look at cute guys in construction outfits and eat Chicken McNuggets all at the same time.
Is that
about 18 things wrong with that?
I know.
Is the microphone too high for you?
No, I think it's okay. Why does it look too high?
You just wanted to play with the stick.
He was concerned with me, as you should be.
So,
what? Just...
Okay, so I have a question. Is guest 1101 Babalu?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah,
oh, it is?
Apparently, he's not figured out how to change his nickname.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, we told him, but.
Okay. / Nick, and then type in Babalu. And then after everything you type in after that, that will be
your nickname.
Your nickname.
Glenn, we still don't have a phone call from you yet.
Mm.
Hot Latino Bear or Hot Latin Bear, do I know who you are?
And has Ricky had what we call the relations with him?
The relation.
Ricky goes into Home Depot with his shirt off and his big belly hanging.
No, that's the forward slash.
Did you hear about the guy who hid the gun under his belly in the
Yes.
I tweeted that. Isn't that crazy?
That's gross.
Well, if you were that guard, would you want to lift somebody's belly up?
No.
I wouldn't either, because I could not imagine that smell that comes out from under that.
Oh, my God.
Really? I mean, and if he had a gun under there, what else was under that?
As you know, we have discussed the John Goodman before on our show.
Uh-huh.
When we used to go out and go dancing and stuff, she would actually lift her belly up to put powder up underneath it.
Ugh.
And then she would proceed to put Lycra shorts on underneath her dress to hold everything compact, so you know what that shit was like when she took it off at the end of the night. It was flour. I mean, it was paste.
She
it was paste.
Oh,
she had a contract with Panera to go in first thing in the morning, so that way they could make, you know, their
she
rolls.
She had one part gravy already.
Yeah, it was just a big layer of sweat and powder.
Oh, I know who Hot Latin Bear is. It's Lou.
Oh. Well, hi, Lou.
That's when I first met Lou. That's when we were making out on the balcony.
Oh.
But that's not the person that
you slept I with?
Who that you wanted to set me up with?
Mm-hmm. The one that hates animals.
The one that hates animals. Yeah. So he's, you know. Mm.
Dead to you?
Yes.
Yeah. He hates coming to our house.
I can imagine. You've got he the overdoses. Best animals,
he overdoses on.
You have the sweetest dogs I've ever seen.
Yeah, but he doesn't like dogs. Like he doesn't like dogs.
But he's a bear, but he doesn't like fur.
Yeah. Annika will come up to him and he's like, okay, big dog. Right.
He goes, I went to this person's house and they like chained their beast to their tree. I was like, what do you mean they chained it? No, they literally had the dog chained and it tried to eat me. And I'm like, okay, I think you're a little bit being a little dramatic.
When I lived in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I walked down the street and there was animals chained to the bumpers of the cars. I'm like, what fucking neighborhood were you living in that there were dogs chained to bumpers of cars?
It was a gay bar. And those weren't dogs. Those were bears.
If he was Latin, it was probably Camden.
Is that a racist comment?
You eventually have to go home to a Latino.
Who's from Miami.
It's okay when you have one. You can just say anything you want.
I've only got four more payments and then he's officially mine.
It's like having a black friend. You can just say anything you want, but not the N-word, though.
Mm. Now, I have noticed at work, we have a girl that we work with, an African-American girl that's very nice, but I noticed that when we all talk with her, and I'm just as guilty of this, all of a sudden the twang gets in the voice and you start doing that whole like, hey girl, shoot. What's up, shoot, all that sort of stuff.
And your head starts...
Right. And I wonder how many times she's thinking to herself, you racist motherfucker. Right.
Does she talk like that?
No. Yes, a little, but not very much.
Say beast really slow, like moist, makes me laugh.
Beast.
Beast.
Beast. I'll never be your beast of burden.
Oh, Blue, really?
Really?
Look, he still can't get his name.
Are we...
And they're
typing it out.
Yeah, do this.
Okay, Bobaloo, look at what Texas Allen
minus
said.
Minus the quotation marks.
Yes, and type that in, you will be good.
Yeah, we're going to torment him for about the next year and a half. Over this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, he is probably going, what the fuck? And he's got his hands up in the air.
No!
While he's surrounded by dogs that are just looking at him like, why are you freaking out? You're sitting at a desk.
I hate it when Daddy yells at me. If anybody has any questions for us.
Hi, everyone. It's Ricky. I hope you enjoyed this portion of the show. And to get the second part of the show, you're actually have to go over to Pod is My Copilot and listen over at their website or go download it in iTunes. Look for Pod is My Copilot. As always, you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33801. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.